Thanks, Tom, and good morning, everyone. This is our first earnings announcement as a fully independent company. And although our separation from Time Warner doesn't change the products and services that we provide to our customers, we're excited about our future as a standalone cable company. We've become an independent company in particularly challenging times, but times like this reinforce my conviction that cable is a great business. We built a very strong company, and we're demonstrating that it has substantial recession-resistant characteristics. We're growing at a time when many companies and many industries are shrinking, and we're generating a lot of free cash flow, which we will use to pay down debt and create value for our equity holders. We grew first quarter revenues by 5%, and this stands in stark contrast to the double-digit revenue declines reported by many other S&P 500 companies. On our last earnings call, we promised that we would aggressively manage operating and capital costs, and we delivered on that in the first quarter, as evidenced by the strong growth of adjusted OIBDA and adjusted OIBDA less CapEx. We're performing well, and we're right on track to deliver full-year results consistent with the expectations we outlined last quarter. As always, there were a lot of drivers of our first quarter results, and I'd like to single out a couple for mention. First, local advertising remains very weak, and our advertising revenues declined 26% year-over-year in the first quarter. This industry-wide weakness will probably continue to represent a headwind for some quarters to come. Second, the over-the-air DTV transition enabled us to gain significant numbers of video subscribers in the first quarter. It's hard to know, but we may well see another wave of video subscriber net additions as we approach the completion of the DTV transition in mid-June. The environment we face in the second quarter is similar to that we described on our last phone call. Economic indicators relevant to our business, such as foreclosure rates, unemployment levels, and consumer confidence, just to name a few, certainly haven't improved. And the telephone companies have continued to expand the footprints of their fiber-based offerings. We'll continue to be candid in our assessment of the environment, sharing the facts with you as we get them. We're fortunate to have opportunities to further improve our business by adding new products and services, by improving the service we provide to our customers, and by improving the efficiency of our operations. Our biggest near-term opportunity is commercial services. We grew commercial revenues 17% year-over-year in the first quarter. Now, that's not bad in a tough economy, but frankly, I'm not satisfied with our performance in this area. I think we can and should do even better. This is a very large market in which we currently have just a tiny penetration. In addition, we're increasingly excited by the opportunity to introduce an element of mobility into our services through our relationship with Clearwire. We're planning to launch introductory products in a few markets late this year or early next year. In summary, Time Warner Cable continues to grow and continues to generate very healthy free cash flow. I feel very good about the strength of both our operations and our balance sheet.